Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Beya Yud Zayin. We begin two lines from the top of the Amud Tanur Rabbanan we learned in a Braisa. How do we go about davening Shemoneh Esrei on a Yom Tov Shechol Liyos B'Shabbos? You have Yom Tov on Shabbos. So we're speaking of the Yom Tov itself, not Chol HaMoed. First or last day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos itself. How do we accommodate Shabbos and Yom Tov together? Beishami Imrim Mispalal Shmoina. They say you add a bracha in your Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei in honor of Yom Tov. So instead of your typical seven brachas, which we say on Shabbos, right, the first standard three, the last standard three, and we add a seventh in the middle for Shabbos, you're going to add another one. Yet another bracha for Yom Tov, for a total of eight brachas in your Shmoneh Esrei. One on account of Shabbos, and one on account of Yom Tov. V'omer shal Shabbos b'fnei atzma, v'shal Yom Tov b'fnei atzma. You make a special bracha in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei for Shabbos, and one is for Yom Tov. U'b'tzil omer no. You wrap them together in one bracha. Mispalel sheva, all you do is Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei, which has seven brachas. The first three, the last three standard, and the middle one is Kedushas Hayom, relating to the day's Kedusha, day's event. And you wrap together Shabbos with Yom Tov. Maschal b'shal Shabbos, you initiate that middle bracha by referencing Shabbos. U'masayim b'shal Shabbos, and you conclude with a chasima referencing Shabbos. Baruch atah Hashem mekadosh HaShabbos. V'omer Kedushas Hayom b'emtza. And in the middle of that bracha, you make reference to Yom Tov. V'atiten lanu Hashem elokeinu, Shabbos and Yom Tov. So according to Beis Hillel's version, it's only seven brachas. So the middle bracha, which is generally for Shabbos, will include Yom Tov as well, but only in the middle of it, not in the beginning or the end. We don't want to make a double mentioning at the end of a bracha. You're not meant to make a chasima directed at two things. So you're chasim mekadosh HaShabbos. Rabbi Omer, no, av chosim ba mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael v'azmanim. According to Rabbi, you can't overlook Yom Tov. Even during the chasima, you need to make a reference to Yom Tov. Mekadosh HaShabbos, Hashem who is mekadosh HaShabbos, and Yisrael, who are mekadosh the zmanim. So apparently, according to Rabbi, it's not considered a double chasima because the Ikar Kedusha is Shabbos. Yom Tov is sort of a secondary Kedusha in reference to Shabbos. So it works. Mekadosh HaShabbos, Yisrael ve'azmanim. Toni Tana Kamed Ravina, there was a Chacham who presented to Ravina the following version of the chasima. He meant to say like this. Mekadosh Yisrael, so first comes Yisrael, ve'ha-Shabbos ve'azmanim. That was his version of events. So following Beis Hillel, Shabbos, which happens to be Yom Tov, will only have a seven bracha Shemoneh Esrei. The middle bracha will relate to Shabbos and Yom Tov. And we're following the Shita of Rebbe that you meant to mention Yom Tov in the Chasima as well. But do it in this order. Mekadesh Yisrael, and then Shabbos v'azman. Amar Leis Ravina responded, that's incorrect. Atu Shabbos. Do you mean to say that the Kedushas HaShabbos comes about through Yisrael? That's incorrect. Atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekachelet, the fact that you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael. So they're the source, so to speak. And they generate the Kedusha of Shabbos and Zmanim? Atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekachelet? That's incorrect. For Shabbos Mekachelet Kaima. We know that the Kedusha Shabbos is absolute. From Sheshis Meberashis, before Yisrael came about. That's not something that Yisrael generated. Yomim Tovim, yes. Because we make the calendar. We generate the season, the Zmanim, and the Yomim Tovim. But not Shabbos. El Amos Ravina corrects him. Say as follows. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos. So Hashem is the Mekadosh HaShabbos. And then, Yisrael, who are Mekadosh v'Hazmanim, the Yom Tovim which follow. Om Rav Yosef, Halacha Kerebi. In fact, we follow Rebbe's version, which is do mention Shabbos and Yom Tov in the Chasima, Ukud the Torah to Ravina, as Ravina explained, the correct order is Mekadosh HaShabbos, which comes through Hashem, and then Hashem is Mekadosh the Yisrael, who generate the Kedusha of the Zmanim. I once saw a word from Shraga Five of Mendelwitz, the founder of Torah Vadas. He says, from where do we Yisrael get the Kedusha to give over, to generate Yom Tov? We get it from Shabbos. So Shabbos is the source of Kedusha in the world. Hashem is the Mekadosh HaShabbos, and that Kedusha extends into Yisrael, who then take that Kedusha and generate Yom Tov. So it's Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So this is when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. What about if we have a Shabbos with Chol HaMoed, Shabbos with Rosh Chodesh, Tanu Rabbanan, Shabbos Shechol Yis B'Rosh Chodesh, B'Chol HaShel Moed, if Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh, or Chol HaMoed, how do we daven Shmoneh Esrei? Says the Tanakh Kama, it depends. Arvis V'Shachros HaMincha Mispal HaSheva. When it's Arvis, Shachros HaMincha, we daven the standard Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei of Shabbos, which consists of seven brachos. First three, last three, and the middle one, which relates to Shabbos. And in order to accommodate Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, we say Me'ein HaMo'ira, something which reflects the event, the occasion, Yalav Yavoy. When do we say that? Ba'avoida, the bracha which describes the avoida, the karbonis, Ritzei. V'lum Omar, if he failed to say Yalav Yavoy, Machzir Isai, he has to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Lezer Amir Bahidah, Yalav Yavoy is meant to be said Bahidah during Moedim, like by Alanisim. So going to Tanakama, the reason why we say Yalav Yavoy is on account of the karbonis that are brought about on Shchedesh and Chol HaMoed. So that belongs in the bracha of karbonis of Avoda. Rabbi Lezer relates the Yalav Yavoy to the occasion, to mark the Yom Tov, and that belongs in Hoidah. We thank Hashem for giving us these occasions. So this is when, by Arvis Shachos or Mincha, we don't go into a Shchedesh and Chol HaMoed in great detail. We just make a slight mentioning Yalav Yavoy, as opposed to Musaf Ubu Musafin. So it's Shabbos Chol HaMoed or Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and it's Musaf time now. We have to relate to Chol HaMoed or to Rosh Chodesh in a more serious fashion. Why? So Rashi explained, because let's say Rosh Chodesh is during a weekday. We don't do anything special for Rosh Chodesh except for Yalav Yavoy, if it's Shacharis, Mincha, or Ma'ariv. Likewise, if it's Shabbos, a slight mentioning is enough. However, Musaf, where Rosh Chodesh gets a Musaf. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Tuesday, you have extra tefillah due to Rosh Chodesh. Chol HaMoed falls out on a Tuesday, you add a tefillah some Musaf on account of the karbonis brought on Chol HaMoed. So Chol HaMoed generates a new tefillah. So now we have to take it seriously. Now we really have to mention more than just Yalav Yavoy. So when we have a Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Ubi Musaf, and it comes Musaf, we have to be more generous. Maskel B'Shal Shabbos. So again, we have a seven bracha tefillah, like your standard Shabbos, but you're going to make reference, more direct reference to the occasion, to Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh, in that bracha, not just a Yalav Yavoy, a slight mentioning, but within the bracha, the middle bracha of Musaf, you're going to relate to the day's event. U'b'masafen maskel b'shal Shabbos. You begin the bracha referencing Shabbos. U'masayim b'shal Shabbos. And you conclude with Shabbos as well. Baruch HaTashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. So this is in line with the Tanakama earlier, Beis Hillel, who said that during Chasima, during conclusion, we only make reference to Shabbos. And of course, in the middle of that bracha, in the middle of the middle bracha of Musaf, we refer to the day's event, to the occasion, Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. So only by Musaf do we do that. Because again, Musaf is something which does relate to Rosh Chodesh, which has a carbon Musaf. Rosh Chodesh generates a tefillah on Musaf during the weekdays. So when it comes out on Shabbos, Musaf relates to Shabbos and to Chol HaMoed as well, so you have to make direct mentioning in the bracha. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel Bnoi Shel Rabbi Yochanan Broik Einrim, they disagree. They extend it further. Kol Mokem Shehuskak L'Sheva, throughout all the tefillos of Shabbos, all the seven bracha tefillos of Shabbos, namely Shacharis, Mincha, Arvis, and of course Musaf, Maschil b'shal Shabbos, U'masayim b'shal Shabbos, V'oimek k'dush az yom b'emtzi. There's no difference between Musaf and the other tefillos. Whenever you have a tefillah on Shabbos, you make direct mentioning of Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed in the middle of that middle bracha. We don't follow the shita of this pair, rather we follow Tanakama only during Musaf, which relates to Rosh Chodesh, which has a connection to Chol HaMoed, which have a carbon Musaf as well. Do we make direct mention during the bracha, but otherwise a Yalav Yavi suffices. Now Tosis points out the Lashna Gemara here. It seems a little bit interesting. Why ein halacha kais hazuk? Sort of on the negative ring. We don't follow this zuk. Why doesn't the Gemara just say halacha tanakama? So he says the reason is because the Gemara wants us to make a double mention during the chasima as well. You see, the tanakama or Rav Shimon Gamliel over here says that by musaf of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos Chol Moed, we're going to make mention of the Mo'ina Mo'ira during that bracha, but only in the middle. The Chasima will be only Shabbos, and that's why the Gemara doesn't want to paskin like that shita, because the Gemara holds like the previous shita mentioned earlier of Rebbe, that we make a double mentioning in the Chasima as well. During the conclusion of that middle bracha, we'll make a double reference to Shabbos and to the Yom Tov, whether it's Yom Tov Chol Moed or Rosh Chodesh. That's why we say, Ein Alecha Kais HaZog, we don't follow this pair, which means that during Arvis, Shacharis, and Mincha, we don't have to say more than Alvi Yavai. It only applies to Musaf. We have to actually include the Me'ina Mo'ir in the Bracha. But it's not exactly like the Tanakam over here. Rather, we go back to the other Shita of Rebbe, that during the Chasima, we must make mention of the Yom Tov as well. Okay, so in summation, Shabbos falls out on Yom Tov. We have three shitas, how to go about which Shmoneh Esrei. According to Beis Shammai, it's going to end being a 8 bracha Shmoneh Esrei. You're going to add a bracha in the middle for Shabbos and a bracha for Yom Tov. According to Beis Hillel, it remains 7. In the middle of bracha, you're going to incorporate Yom Tov. You begin and end with Shabbos and insert Yom Tov into the middle of that bracha. According to Rebbe, in Ravina's version, you stick with 7 brachas. Now, the middle bracha is fashioned as follows. You start with Shabbos, you insert Yom Tov in the middle, and you conclude by mentioning Shabbos and Yom Tov. How do you do it? Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. If Shabbos falls out, Rosh Chodesh L'Chol HaMoed, we have two shittas. Tanakama says, when it's Arv, Shachos, or Mincha, we have the standard 7 bracha, Shmoneh Esrei, we insert Yalav Yavai, either during Avoida, which is Ritzei Hashem Lekeinu, or Kontra Blazer B'moidim. It's only by Musaf, which is really also a 7 bracha tefillah, that we make a more elaborate reference to the day's event, Rosh Chodesh, Shochel HaMoed. So the middle bracha is fashioned as follows. It begins and ends with Shabbos, and in the middle you insert the Kedusha Sayyoy, meaning the you mark the day's occasion. According to Shem Amlil, and Rishmo B'noi, Shabrechon Broika, throughout all the tefillahs of that Shabbos, be it Arvis, Shachas, Mincha, Musaf, you're going to incorporate the day's event into that middle bracha. You begin and end with Shabbos, and Kedushas Hayoyim, meaning referring to Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, will be inserted in the middle of that bracha. Continues the Gemara. Om Rav Chir Bar Ashi Mar Rav. Suppose you have a 2-day Yom Tov in Chutz Loretz, which fall out on a Thursday and a Friday. You'd like to have an Erev Tchumen for Shabbos. You want to leave town on Shabbos. And we know that Erev Tchumen is activated during Ben HaShemashos of the previous night. So if you want the Erev to work for Shabbos, you have to have it placed on Ben HaShemashos. Now it's Yom Tov, a 2-day Yom Tov. You cannot make an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You can't prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You can't become a Shvisa on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So what do? The answer is, since it's only a suffix, one of these days are Yom Tov, the other one isn't. So you do it conditionally as follows. Amar chibar ashe marav. Mani yachadam eru b'tchuman miyato l'chaveru. Umasna. You can establish an erev tchuman from one day to the next. Well, let's see soon in Rashi how this works. With conditioning, make it tonight, and then you'll have it for Shabbos. So that's erev tchuman. Amar Rava. Likewise, maneich adam erev tavshilin miyato l'chaveru umasna. You can do the same regarding erev tavshilin. Place it on one day for the next. What day tonight? Let's go over to Rashi, off to the right. Miyam tov lechaver. So we have a two-day Yom Tov, Thursday and Friday. Im niskar b'Yom Tov Rishon. He becomes aware on the first day of Yom Tov that he hadn't yet placed an erev tchumen or made an erev tavshilin. V'chol u'shnei yomim tovim chamishi v'erev Shabbos. And he has 2 days, Thursday and Friday. U'masna. He can make an erev with a tonight. And he says like this. This is by Erev Tchumen. Im hayom cholu machar kodesh. So he puts the bread right outside the city. If today is not Yom Tov, if Thursday is a weekday, and tomorrow, Friday, is the real Yom Tov, Eruv Erev. So the Erev is activated now, tonight, during Ben HaShemoshes. Because now it's Yom Chol, I'm allowed to do what I need. Im Chilov. This is Erev Tavshilin. Let's start with Erev Tavshilin. So he puts down Erev Tavshilin on Thursday, and he says, look, the reason why he needs it is to enable him to cook on Friday for Shabbos. So if Friday is Yom Tov, he needs to prepare Erev Tavshilin before Friday. So he says, look, if today is not really Yom Tov, it's really Erev Yom Tov, tomorrow is Yom Tov. So let's just backtrack. If today is Chol and tomorrow is really Kodesh, Eruv be Erev. So it's a legitimate Erev. It's before Yom Tov. I can still place the Erev Tavshilin, and I'll be able to cook tomorrow. What if it's the other way around? Today is Kodesh, and tomorrow, Friday, is Chol. Well, ain't it Tzarech Erev? Ain't it Tzarech L'Erev Tavshilin? Now, of course, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin because tomorrow is no longer Yom Tov. It's an ordinary Friday. I can cook for Shabbos. So that's how he goes about doing the Erev Tavshilin with this condition. Ubi Tchumen, when it comes to Erev Tchumen, Yoyman will say like this, Im hayom kodesh, if today, Thursday, is kodesh, im b'dvarei klum, I haven't said anything. I'm not making an erev. Ulamocha yoyim kemoiken, b'shal tchumen. And likewise, tomorrow he'll say the same thing. Because this is different than erev tavshilin. Over here, he certainly needs the erev tchumen. Whether today is Yom Tov or tomorrow is Yom Tov, he needs the erev tchumen for Shabbos. Problem is, he can't establish erev tchumen on a Yom Tov for Shabbos. Okay, so I'll say, if today is Yom Tov, I didn't say anything. If tomorrow is Yom Tov, then today I'm making the Erev. Tomorrow I'll have to do the same thing. I'll say, look, if yesterday was Yom Tov, then I'm doing it now. If today is Yom Tov, I did it yesterday. Uboisa pas atzma, using the same loaf of bread. I'll make that double tonight to cover both possibilities. Dumemona shachaver Erev. Because either way, the Erev is valid and legal. Avo b'shel tavshilin. Oh, but Erev tavshilin, you don't have to redo the formula tomorrow. Ain't zoch lishnois v'lachzer es noy l'moch. He doesn't have to repeat this procedure tomorrow, like we explained, because he doesn't need it if tomorrow is not kodesh. So by erev tavshilin, it's a single condition, meaning if today is chol, I make erev tavshilin. If today is kodesh, leave it alone. I don't need erev tavshilin to cook tomorrow, which is chol. But erev tuchumen, he has to make that double prong condition because he needs the erev tuchumen for Shabbos to walk out of the tuchumen Shabbos. Problem is, he can't place the Erev Tchumen on Yom Tov. So he says, look, if today is Yom Tov, I haven't said anything. And tomorrow I'll say, well, if today is Yom Tov, I'm not saying anything. So on the first day, if today is Yom Tov, I didn't say anything, it's going to work the next day. Come the next day, he'll say, look, if today is Yom Tov, then I did it yesterday. If yesterday is Yom Tov, I'm doing it now. So he's covering all possibilities, and that Erev will become activated for Shabbos. Okay. So the Gemara is telling us a chiddush. That when you have a double day, a double Yom Tov, you can go ahead and condition things. And this way you have your Erev Tchumen and Erev Tavshu. Continues the Gemara. Manda Omar Eruv Tchumen, the one who maintains that you can apply this formula to enable you to make an Erev Tchumen on Yom Tov, Koshkin Erev Tavshilin. Of course, Erev Tavshilin could work along the same lines. Manda Omar Eruv Tavshilin, but the one who said they can do it for Erev Tavshilin, which was Rava. Only Erev Tavshilin works. We don't allow it for Erev Tuchumin. Why not? It seems like the system works very well. What's wrong with doing this? My time. Why not? Fact is that you're getting involved in a procedure which is koina. You're acquiring a Shabbos residence out in the field. That's what Erev Tuchumin is meant to do. It's meant to create a mokum shvisa outside. You're creating. You're acquiring. And since today is Yom Tov, you're not meant to get involved in doing these things. So therefore, we don't allow making an Erev Tuchumin even on condition. The fact is, you're observing Yom Tov today, Misafik, and going ahead and doing this whole system to be koine shvisa appears like you're doing kinyan, like you're acquiring, and should not be done on Yom Tov, as opposed to Erev Tav Shilin, which isn't really a kinyan, it's just to generate awareness, it makes a hecker, that's okay on Yom Tov itself. Tan Rabban, here comes a chiddush. We know that in Yoifin mi Yom Tov v'chaver, one may not bake bread from the first day of Yom Tov to the second. So we have a 2-day Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz. One day is Kodesh, one day isn't. So you can't bake on one day for the next, because perhaps today is Yom Tov and tomorrow isn't. You're not allowed to bake on Yom Tov for a weekday. Be'emes Amru, however, the following clerical halacha was said. Although you can't bake specifically for tomorrow, or cook for tomorrow, but you can do it in the following manner. Me'mal isha kol kedera basa. The isha has to cook one cut of meat, she can go and fill the entire pot with meat. Even though she knows full and well, I only need one piece. It's called marbe b'shi'urin. You're just increasing quantity. Since you have to cook in a legitimate fashion for Yom Tov, you can go and increase the capacity, the quantity, with tomorrow in mind. Likewise, a baker, a cook, can fill up a barrel of water and heat that water, even though he knows full and well. He only needs one jug for today. You can increase the shiur for the purpose of tomorrow. But when it comes to baking, where each loaf is separate, a separate baking process, a separate removal from the oven, then it doesn't work. You can only bake what you need for today. Now, what's the pshat in this het of marba b'shiurin? Says the Ran, I'll give you two pshat. Firstly, in contrast to the het to cook on Shabbos for pikuach nefesh, then the Gemara clearly tells us you have to minimize. You can only do what's absolutely needed and necessary for pikuach nefesh. You can't go and increase. You can't be marba b'shiur beyond what you need. And that's because over there it's d'chuyah. You're just pushing away, you're pushing aside Shabbos on account of saving a life which stands higher. It's only d'chuyah, so you do what's necessary and that's it. It's sort of with difficulty that's being done. Whatever is absolutely necessary, as opposed to Yom Tov, says the Ran. Eichel Nefesh is not d'chuyah, it's not b'di'evet, it's not out of necessity with difficulty, it's a heter l'chatchila. And therefore he says, once it's mutter to do this cooking process on this pot, go ahead, add as much as you want. The maisa is called a maisa heter. So once you're allowed to cook, it doesn't matter how much you're cooking. Once you're allowed to heat water, it doesn't matter how much. But when it comes to baking, where each loaf stands separately, there's no heter. The heter of one loaf doesn't extend to the other. That's the Tanakam. Rabbi Shimon, no, even when it comes to loaves of bread, at times we allow you to do more than you need. You can fill the entire oven with bread. Why? Because the fuller the oven is, the hotter it is, and the better the bread bakes. Therefore, he says, even it involves an extra tircha. That's the machlokes. You can't do an extra tircha, an extra mas. But according to him, Rav Shimon, even if it involves an extra tircha, but since it benefits your original loaf of bread, which you need for today, that allows you to go ahead and increase and add more and more, which is beneficial for today's Yom Tov bread. Amar Rava, halacha, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, we follow this as the halacha. Iboil, listen to the shayla. Mishalo hiniach eruv tavshil. Suppose a person did not make an eruv, so he can't cook or bake on Yom Tov Shabbos. How far does that restriction extend? Is it only personal, or do we apply it to his supplies as well, to his bread, to his flour, etc.? Hu nesar v'kimchei nesar. Should we say that he can't prepare, and likewise his flour can't be used for baking on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos? It's like Erev Tuchum. A person is limited to his Tuchum and likewise his possessions. Does the same apply to Erev Tavshilin? If you don't have Erev Tavshilin, you can't prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. But does it apply to your supplies as well? Or Dilma, perhaps Hu Nasar himself can't do. But the Enkim Chenasar, the Issa doesn't apply itself to his supplies. Somebody else can go ahead and use his supplies for Shabbos. Manaf Kimina, what's the difference? The Knuy Kim Chalachir. Do we say that he has to give away his flour to others? If somebody chooses to use his supplies, he has to give it away. B'matana. And that enables the other person to do it, because if it remains his, you can't use my flour, because the issa that I have extends to my flour as well. So he has to give it away to enable its use. If you work with the assumption that the issa applies to him and his supplies, so the only way that somebody else can use his supplies on Yom Tov for Shabbos is through a kinyan, through acquisition. Then it becomes that person and not mine. So he has to give it away. But if you'll say, Israel applies to the person, but not to his supplies, then others can use his flour without actually doing a kinyan. So what is the conclusion here? Does the Isser apply to him personally and also to his supplies? Was it only a personal Isser? Tashma, listen to this raya. The Brisa says, Mi shalahinech eruv tavshil. If one did not make an eruv, hareze lo yoifa, he shouldn't bake, or lo yavashal, not cook, lo yatmin, nor can't he can't even insulate hot food on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos. Loy loy, not for his own benefit, lo yachirim, nor for others, lo yachirim, oifinu mamashin loy, nor can others cook and bake on his behalf. Ketadu oise. So, what is he meant to do to get around this? Makna kimchal achirim. He can give away his flour, give it b'matana to others. Now it becomes theirs. It's no longer restricted. They can go ahead and bake and cook for his benefit. Shemamina, we have arrived from here. Hu nasar v'kimcha nasar shemamina. The Isra applies not only to himself, but also to his supplies. The only way to get around it is by giving it away to others who have already made Erev Tavshil. Now Tesis disagrees. He says, I don't understand. If the Isser applies to his supplies as well, then how could he go ahead and make a kinyan and give it to others? How is he going to remove the Isser, which has already been applied to his supply, to his flour? So that's why Tosfos learns the Gemara differently. He says like this. You have a shayla, does the Isser apply to him and to his supply or not? And then Afkamina is like this. If it's only personal and not on his kemach, then he can give it to others. So going to Tosfos, if it's not going to be applied to his supplies, he can give it to others. Because he can't bake, but they could. However, if the Isser applies itself to him and to his supplies, then his kemach remains asur. He cannot give it to others. That's why Tosfos learns the Gemara. And the raya of the Gemara is that from the fact that we see that he can give it to others, that was how the Braisa presented it. If he failed to make it, give it away to others and have them cook for you. The fact that you can give it away is a raya, that it's only a personal issur. Hu nasar ve'ein kimchei nasar. Different than the way we have the Gersa in the Gemara. It's personal and not going to apply itself on his kemach, and therefore he can give it away to others. Let them cook and bake on his behalf. Continues the Gemara. Iboilu, listen to this shayla. His fellow didn't make an Erev, and he transgressed. He cooked, he baked on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Does it become Asr? Or can he eat it on Shabbos? Tashma, listen to this right, the price that we just mentioned. Mishalo yiniach Erev Tavshul. If a person failed to place Erev Tavshul, case of the Oysa, what's the solution? Makna kimchal achirim. He'll give away his flour. Vachirim, oyfen loyim, amashin loyim, have others bake and cook on his behalf. Vim Isa. Now, if you shall propose that if a person was over, a person himself was over and prepared, it's mutar b'diavad, if that's true, we're looking for a solution to the problem. Why didn't the Brisa mention that as well? Listening, the Brisa should have said, this fellow failed to make an Erev, over off a mutar. If he went ahead and did for Shabbos, he cooked and baked, he can have it. Omar of Adbar Masa? No. Thomas is not discussing cases where he transgressed. We're looking for lechatchila solutions. Giving away flour is lechatchila. But to speak about somebody who was over and cooked and baked against a takan of chacham, we're not discussing that fellow. Tana, our Tana takanta, the Terek Tana, is discussing permissible solutions. Takanta, the Yisrael, like Tana, not discussing solutions as a result of Yisurim. So you have no raya one way or the other. Tashma, listen to this raya. Mi sheni echiru tafshilin. If a person did make an Erev, har is a oife, umavasha, umatman, he can cook, bake, and insulate food on Yom Tov for Shabbos. If he chooses to eat his Erev on Yom Tov, go ahead, no problem. Now, if he consumed the Erev before he got a chance to bake or to cook, or before he insulated, shows over, he can no longer prepare for Shabbos, can't cook, bake, or be matman. Not for himself, nor for others. Nor can others bake and cook for him using his supplies. Aval mamash lulu yamtiv. But he can go ahead. Should he realize that he needs some food for yamtiv, he can go ahead and take a huge pot for yamtiv, for today, and add and fill the pot entirely with Shabbos in mind. If there's anything left over, that's motor, can use it for Shabbos. Ubavad shelo yarm. As long as he doesn't use a pretense, which means this fellow really doesn't need anything for Yom Tov. He's done. He's finished his suda. He'll go ahead and say, you know what? Maybe I need something for today. Knowing that he doesn't, he'll pretend. He'll employ a ploy here, and using that harama, he's going to say, okay. I have to still cook for Yom Tov, and I'll go fill a huge pot with Shabbos in mind. If he does that, it's Aser. Rim Erim, if he proceeded with that type of ploy, Aser, we don't allow him to eat that food on Shabbos. Oh, so it's a clear raya that if he cooked or baked without an Erim, it's Aser. Omer Ravashi, no comparison. Harama Ka'amras, he's speaking about a fellow who's pretending. That's worse than transgression. Shani Harama. Harama is different. Achmiru b'rabbonot fei b'meizit. Listen to this. Chacham umu machmer by harama, by ploying, by pretending. It's even worse than outright neglect. Why? How could it be? Says Rashi, 2-3 lines up. Shani harama. Lo'olam ovav ofam mutar. Perhaps a person cooked or baked without an erev. It's mutar b'diavad. It's only a din l'chatchila. You have to create a hecker, etc. But b'diavad, it's not asur. Va'arama in a raya, look. Don't bring me a raya from this fellow who pretended. That's worse. The shani ha'arama mimezit. Ha'arama is worse than mezit. Why? The ikalamema. We can say there's room to think. Achmu barabbanan ba'arama tvei mimezit. Chacham are more strict with a fellow who's a ma'arim, who's a pretender, than a person who outright is over on the iser. It's worse to pretend than to be over. Why? The ilu mezit. Rasha, lav al divi chacham. Understand? He's a Rasha. He's over the Isser. He's disregarding the Rabban. Nobody's going to learn from him. This guy's a Rasha. Not only that, bu atzma mesim al liboy. He himself will feel guilty eventually. You know what? I did an Isser. What's wrong with me? Veshav al duchu. Hilkach le ma'akriter es Erev. It's not going to bring about destruction of the concept of Erev. People won't learn from him. He himself will turn back sooner or later. That's why amazing. But by Marim, he's fooling himself. Aval Marim suffer last better. He thinks, oh, I'm a big tzaddik. I'm doing it the right way. I'm allowed to do it now. So lo yoshev alibo lachshava. He's never going to turn back. He's a tzaddik. He's a yoshev be'enov. Not only that, others will learn from him. It can do this. It's going to get in the way. It's going to fly in the face of the concept of Erev. Hilchah Kansur Rabbanu Chachamim applied a penalty. Okay, so we see that Ha'arom is certainly Asr. Regarding Mezid, Lav Dafka. Maybe Ha'arom is worse than Mezid. Continues the Gemara. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar. He says, I'll give you a different terrace. We found a Braisa where we learned that even B'dieved it's Asr. I found a Tana who was very machmer when it comes to Erev Tavshilin, Chananya, according to Beis Shammai. And perhaps just as a machmer, over there is machmer over here that B'dieved is Asr, but perhaps according to other Shitas, it wouldn't be so, the Sanya. Where do we find this Shita which is machmer by Erev Tavshilin, Chananya Oimrim? That Beis Shammai Oimrim, Ein Oifen, Elim Ken Erev Pas. You want to bake on Yom Tov for the following Shabbos? It's only if you set aside a baked item before Yom Tov. So baked allows baking. Vein mevashlan. The only way to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos is Elohim kein erev betavshel. If you set aside a cooked food before Yom Tov. So cooked food allows you to cook. Vein taimin. Likewise, if you want to insulate some hot item on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you can't do that unless Elohim kein hayuchamin tmunin merev Yom Tov. You had some insulation before Yom Tov as well. So according to Chananya's version of Beis Shammai, you need to be specific when you establish the Erev Tavshilin. If you want to cook, you have to set aside a cooked food. If you want to bake, set aside a baked item as well. You don't do Atmana, begin your Atmana before Yom Tov. That's not necessary. Ma'arev betavshil echad. Just take one cooked food and put it aside. Voice of a kotzorach and do whatever you need. In any case, we find a shita which is Machmer, Chananya, Beis Shammai. Therefore, says of Nachman Yitzchak, perhaps the previous price, which says that it cooked be iser, the item is aser. It's this shita which is machmer. So we still have a shaila. What happens if he doesn't have an erev and he cooks? Is it aser or not? Continues the Gemara. Toshma, listen to this right. A mishnah in Trumos. Ha'maaser peroisa b'shabbos. We know that one is not meant to separate Truma and Maser on Shabbos. It looks like he's being misakanek, he's fixing. If he did it, what happens now? If he did it inadvertently, you can do it, you can eat it. If it was deliberate, you can't eat it. So we see that when you're even Isadur Abbanon, Chacham will machmer even in the face of Einik Shabbos. So perhaps when it comes to Erev Tavshilin as well, perhaps that Mishnah speaking, where he has access to other fruit, he's not going to be mevatel Einik Shabbos entirely. So that's why we're machmer, don't have these fruit. But perhaps when it comes to our case, where the only food he has is this, maybe it's mutar on Shabbos. Tashma, listen to this raya. Hamat bil kalev b'Shabbos. We know that a person is not meant to be toivel kalev on Shabbos. Rashi says, niru ki mesak, it looks like he's fixing it, he's fashioning, he's enabling its use. You don't want to get involved in that on Shabbos. What if he did it? B'shoigig yishtamash ben. If it was done b'shoigig, unknowingly, you can use it. B'meizid lo yishtamash ben. So we see that Chacham wa machmer, even in the context of Einik Shabbos, don't use your kelim on Shabbos if you were over Issa Drabon, perhaps by Erev as well. If he cooked, be Issa, it's Asr. Like Tzricha de Isle Man Achrini, perhaps that's speaking where he has other kelim accessible. So fine, use the other one instead of this one, as opposed to food on Shabbos. This is only supply. Perhaps it doesn't become Asr, Inami, or perhaps Efshe B'Sheil can borrow somebody else's kelim. In any case, you're not limiting him. He still has kelim around, as opposed to our case, where this is the only food that he has, perhaps it does not become usher. Listen to this right, Tashma, Hamavashal b'Shabbos, if one should cook on Shabbos, b'shoigeik yoichel, if it was done b'shoigeik, can eat that food, b'mezid lo yoichel, if it was done b'mezid, he can't eat it on Shabbos, so we see a chamo machmer. If one did an isser, he can't use it on Shabbos. Perhaps Erev as well, no, isura de Shabbos shani, that's different, because bishl on Shabbos, that's an isser de raisa, it generates skila. Therefore, the chamo applied a knas to a mezid, as opposed to cooking and baking on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos, which isn't the Issa D'Oraisa. We explained it back at the beginning of the Masechta, that Min HaTorah there's no Issa, for one or two reasons, just briefly, either because of the concept of Hoyel, there's always a chance that guests might show up at the end of the day, at the end of Yom Tov, and it'll be Roy for them, so this is considered Eichel Nefesh. So Min HaTorah you're not over. Or the other pshat was because Shabbos and Yom Tov are really one continuous Zman of Kedusha entity. So Min HaTorah is no concern. It's only Midir Rabban, as we explained in the beginning of the Perek. We had two reasons. One was so that it's clear that you can't just do anything on Yom Tov for a weekday. Because look, the only way I can do anything today for tomorrow for Shabbos is because I began preparing before Shabbos, before Yom Tov. So I'm only concluding this brings out, it generates awareness and safeguards the Kedushas Yom Tov. The other pshat was, set aside something before Yom Tov for Shabbos so that you don't overlook Shabbos while you're celebrating Yom Tov. Don't deplete your entire supply for Yom Tov. Make sure you leave something nice for Shabbos. So either way, it's a Techonos Chazal. And therefore, perhaps, even B'diyavid, if it was B'diyavid, the item does not become Asr. So Yisura, the Shabbos Shani, perhaps when it comes to Shabbos, which is the rest, that's worse. But by Yom Tov, only said the Rabbanon, you won't say that it's Asr B'diyavid. So we leave it without a conclusion here. Okay, so what exactly constitutes Erev Tavshil? B'shama, Erev Shnei Tavshil, you need two cooked dishes, sort of a menu, which appears like a true Shabbos preparation. According to Beis Hillel, one Tavshil is enough. So it's two or one. Mas Nisan Dolikei Tana. Apparently, our Mishnah is not in line with the following Tana, who had a different edition of the Machlokes B'shama Beis Hillel. The Sani, Omer B'Shimra Lozer. Moedim B'shama Beis Hillel, they both agree. Al Shnei Tavshilin Shetzerach. You need two Tavshilin for Erev Tavshilin. Amar Nechelchu, what then? What are they arguing about? In a very specific case, should we treat it like two Tavshilin or like one? Al dog, you have a fish, ubeita she'olav glazed with egg. Shebishama oimim shnei tafshilin, you need two cooked dishes. This is just one. Doesn't really conform, doesn't qualify. Ubeis Hillel oimim tafshil echad. Beis Hillel say that this single tafshil is enough, meaning we treat it like two separate entities. The fish, one, and the egg is one. Beishama say, no, it's bottle to the fish. It doesn't really constitute, it's not considered two. So that's all the machlokes applies to. You have a sort of combination, two tafshilin combined together. Is it considered like two or like one? That's the machlokes. But everybody agrees you need two. It has to look like initiation of Shabbos preparation. One tafshil, that's not the kavod Shabbos. Two, oh, we see you getting serious, preparing for Shabbos. Vishav, now all agree in the following case. Shem pirper beitza. If he took a cooked egg and diced it into his fish. V'nosal tzeichad dak. That's certainly considered two. Or you should rise kafloites, or you crushed, leak, v'nosn techadag, and he put into the fish. All agree, shnei tafshil. In this case, it's certainly considered two tafshil. Okay, so we have two versions of the machlekes. According to our Mishnah, Beishamai, the ones who say you need two tafshil, may still say one's enough. According to the Tanad we just mentioned, all agree you need two. There's a specific machlekes when you have a glazed fish, according to Beisham, it's considered one, according to Beisham, two. On my Rava, Hilchasa Ketana, they done, the Halacha follows our version, our Tana. Believe the Beisham, and according to the Beisham, that what? Machlekes was, Beisham say two, Beisham say one, Beisham holds one, Tafshil is enough, and that's how we follow. Interesting discussion in Tosfos, Ibn Tam actually says like this, that Beisham are B'Mekel, that's for sure. But what did he be makel about? He says like this. In contrast to Beis Shammai, who require you to set aside a little tafshil for every tafshil you're going to cook on Yom Tov. Okay, so you're going to make three tafshilin on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You have to set aside three separate tafshilin, each one corresponding to the one that you're going to do on Yom Tov. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Beis Hillel hold, no. One tafshil is enough that accommodates, that addresses all your cooked food on Yom Tov. But, says Rabbeinu Tam, of course, if you want to cook and bake on Yom Tov, you can't just set aside a tafshil. You have to set aside a tafshil that allows cooking and a baked item to allow baking. That's how Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara. The Reed disagrees. He says, no. According to Beis Shammai, that's correct. You have to have a baked item to allow you to bake, and a cooked item to allow you to cook, and an insulated item to allow you to insulate. Right? That was Hanani's version of Beis Shammai. But according to Beis Hillel, no. A cooked item enables anything. However, Tosfos concludes that the Ri himself, who is a nephew of Rabbeinu Tam, says, you know what, even though I disagree, but Lemaisa, I'm not so confident. And in Tosis's words, it's all in the bottom of the last Tosis on the Amud, two lines from the bottom. I don't have the guts to override my uncle's psak Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore, even according to us, still, you need two things. Pas v'tafshil. A baked item and a cooked item to enable cooking and baking on Yom Tov. V'chein amo devar. And that's how we conduct ourselves. So halacha l'maaseh, today we follow this this minhag, this psak. And in fact, we set aside a cooked item and a baked item for the erev tafshil. It's interesting that Rabbi Yeshua says that this discussion revolves around the shaila discussed in the beginning of the perek. What is the reason for erev tafshil? He says, according to Rabbi Natam, we have to focus on the reason, which is that you don't want to overlook Shabbos. You want to make sure that there's some good things left over for Shabbos. So set aside a baked item, which will make sure that you'll leave over something nice, a nice baked item on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Set aside a cooked item as well, which will ensure that you'll leave over a nice cooked item for Shabbos as well. So you need baked for baked, cooked for cooked. Whereas according to the Ri, we focus on the other reason. The point of Erev Tafshil was to ensure the integrity of Yom Tov, to create that awareness that hacker, Yom Tov is not a day meant to be used for weekday preparations. Rather, it's only because you began preparing for Shabbos, you can finish it on Yom Tov. Therefore, he says, whatever you started, you started cooking, started baking, either way, you started preparing for Shabbos. That would allow you to do anything on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, for the sake of Shabbos. You're only concluding the initiation, the preparation process, which you have begun yesterday. Interesting. Pshat of Pnei Yeshua. Continues the Gemara. Och lo yoshe avad harezeh lo yivashel olav. Suppose he consumed or ate up his erev on Yom Tov, that's it. You can no longer rely on it. Om Rabbi Naktinon, however, we know this as a halacha l'maisa, and hischal b'yisasai, although once the erev is gone, you can no longer do anything, but let's say he began forming his batch, he started putting together his dough, and v'nechle ruvay, suddenly in the middle his erev disappears, the goyim can complete the process, because the point is, you meant to have that hecker, and since when you began creating that dough, you had the erev intact, that allows you to conclude that process till the conclusion. Continues the Mishnah. Until now we spoke about Yom Tov falling out before Shabbos. What about Chalias Achar Shabbos? If Yom Tov falls out on a Sunday, we're going to see Rashi soon. It was a din, it was a minute to be mitired oneself, guf and kelim, in honor of Yom Tov. So when do you do the tefillah? B'sham imrim matpilin esakol b'fnei Shabbos. You want to be tevil? Everything. People, kelim before Shabbos. Says Rashi, the first wide line, Matvilan Sakol, Kol HaTzorach Tvila Ben Adam and Kelim, everything needs to be toil, people and Kelim, everything before Shabbos, before Shabbos. The Kaimel Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, Chayiv Adam Otar Atzmai V'Regel. It's a chiv to become toil in honor of Yom Tov. Chsiv Ibn Lassam to go. You meant to be free of Tumus, or Mukum of V'Regel. The Gemara applies this to Yom Tov. Hilkach, therefore say B'Shamay, in order to enter Yom Tov B'Tahara, Yad Bil Mer of Shabbos. Everything should take place before Shabbos. The Osho Lahat Bil B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov. You can't be Toil on Shabbos or Yom Tov. That's B'Shabbos Shit. B'Sil disagree. Continues the Mishnah. B'Sil Oimrim, look. Depends what. Kelim, I agree. L'Fnei HaShabbos. You can only be Toil utensils before Shabbos. V'Odom HaShabbos. But a person can be Toil on Shabbos himself, itself. And the Gemara explain the difference between the two. Now B'Shavon, both B'Shavon and B'Sil agree. Shemashikin asamayim. Let's say you have water which is tummy. The only way to be entire water, you can't be toivled. You can do hashoka, connect it. Have it touch the water of the mikvah. Rashi says it's like planting the water into the ground. It's like connecting it back to the source. That makes it tar. Shemashikin asamayim bikli evan latar. And you have the water which is tummy sitting in a stone utensil which is tar, which doesn't need tefillah. You can immerse that slightly immerse into the mikvah to get the water within a tar. Avol loy matbilin, but you can't be matbil. I mean, you can't put in a kli which needs tefillah because you can't be tevil the kli, which is tummy. So the water is okay because that's not called tefillah. the method employed has nothing to do with tefillah. It's called Zriya Hashaka. That can be done on Yom Tov. That can be done on Shabbos. What else can you do on Shabbos? Umatbilin megav l'gav. You can do this type of tefillah called gav l'gav. The Gemara will explain. Mechabur l'chabura. That also can be done even on Shabbos, even according to Beis Shammai. Okay, let's review today's daf. We started with the nusach of tefillah. So Shabbos falls out on Yom Tov. We have three shittas. According to Beis Shammai, you add a bracha in your side, your Shemoneh Esrei, for Shabbos and for Yom Tov, for a total of eight brachas in your Shemoneh Esrei. According to Beis Hillel, you stay with a standard seven, but in the middle bracha, you incorporate Yom Tov. You begin and end with Shabbos, and you mention Yom Tov in the middle. According to Rebbe, no. You meant to conclude by mentioning Yom Tov as well. And Ravina's version was, so you start and end with, you start with Shabbos, you insert Yom Tov in the middle, and you conclude by saying, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Azmanim, the source of Kedusha Shabbos, which extends to Yisrael, which apply to the Zman and to the Yom Tov, which they establish. What if Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed? We have two versions. According to Tanakama, when it comes to Arav, Shachas, or Mincha, where even during a weekday, Rosh Chodesh, there isn't really much done in the covered Rosh Chodesh. Here as well, on Shabbos, you just put in Yal V'Yavi, Ba'avoyde, that's the Bracha B'Ratzei Hashem Elokein, according to Blazer, Ba'amoydim. By Musaf, that's unique, uniquely Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, because they also have a Karban Musaf. So over there, you elaborate a bit further, and in the middle of Bracha, Shemoneh Esrei, you begin and end with Shabbos. In the middle, you mention the Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, according to the other sheet of Shemoneh Liel, and Rishmo B'nai Shebrecham Breika. Any tefillah throughout the Shabbos will grant special mention to Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed. You begin and end with Shabbos, and you mention Dush Ziyayim in the middle of that Bracha. When there's a two-day Yom Tov in Chutzlar, it's Thursday and Friday, you can go ahead and make the Erev Tavshil on the first day on condition. Regarding Erev Tchumen, Machloikas, we learned that you can add quantity to the pot that's already being cooked for the sake of Yom Tov. So certainly that applies to cooking. It's one tircha. When it comes to baking, which is a separate tircha, each loaf is separately. When down to Kama, you cannot do this according to Avshem Balazar, and that's the Halacha L'maisa, in a case where it benefits the initial loaf, such as increasing the heat in the oven, you can go ahead and add more loaves, even though you don't need it for Yom Tov. Conclusion of the Gemara is, according to Rashi's Gemara, said that the Isser applied for failing to place the Erev Tavshilin applies to the person as well as his supplies. Let's say a person does make an Erev and goes and cooks in any case, does it become Aser? We left it as a question mark. Now, what is considered Erev Tavshilin? According to our Mishnah, Beis Shammai maintain two tafshilin, Beis Hillel say one tafshil, and we have Chananya, who adds another thing, that according to Beis Shammai, you need to set aside a baked item to enable baking, a cooked item to enable cooking, hatmana to enable hatmana. According to Beis Hillel, one tafshil is enough, you don't need two tafshilin. Now, according to the second version of the Gemara, Beis Shammai hold, everybody holds you need two tafshilin. The question is regarding this dog with Beit HaShe'olav. Kunda Beshamah, it's one single dish. The beta is bottled to the dog. Kunda Beshilah, treated like two separate tafshilin. Concluded with being tovel on Shabbos and Yom Tov. According to Beshamah, I do it beforehand. Kunda Beshilah, kelim beforehand. But Adam is mutter. Bezes Hashem, in the coming daf, we will elaborate further on this topic. Kotev to you and much hatzlacha.